This week marks the 30th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, which mandates equal opportunity for people with disabilities in employment, transportation, and more. But as the New York Times reports, many Americans are still not getting the equality they need and they are entitled to. Joining us for more on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline now is Duron Dorfman. He's the Associate Professor of Law at Syracuse University's College of Law. Thank you very much, Professor, for joining us on this Sunday.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's take a look at it real quickly. We understand what the Americans with Disability Act was expected to do. Have we kind of reached all the goals?
So, you know, there is a difference between the law in the books, the law on the books, and the law in action. And although the ADA was an emancipation proclamation for Americans with disabilities and people with disabilities in the U.S., Americans and non-Americans, it still lacks in the way it's being enforced nowadays. So, you know, the ADA did do a lot of good things. And, you know, nowadays people with disabilities, most of them do work in a job in the open labor market. And people with disabilities can go to certain places that are accessible to them. But there is still a big gap between in poverty levels between people with disabilities and people without disabilities. People with disabilities are 15% more likely to live in poverty than people without disabilities. In employment rates, people with disabilities are still underemployed compared to people without disabilities. Even, you know, some victories that were won in court, like the Olmsted versus LC case from 1999, which is a very important case by the Supreme Court stating that a move from institutional care for people with disabilities to a less restrictive setting, you know, did do a lot of difference for many people. But still, almost half a million people with disabilities still live in institutions. And when I say institutions, I mean these are people with developmental and mental disabilities still living in asylums and in other institutional settings. And we see during the COVID-19 pandemic that those places are the places where more and more people actually get COVID and get sick. Home and community-based services are still lacking. The line to get home and community-based services is still very, very long. There's other fields where the ADA just didn't touch, really. So the ADA was enacted in 1990. It was then amended in 2008. And as a compromise, something was not initiated within the ADA, and that's internet access. So internet access nowadays is not covered by the ADA, and many internet websites are not accessible for people with disabilities. We can also think about other private enforcement mechanisms that were put inside the ADA that prevented a safe and easy access to even places of public accommodations or other programs and activities of state and local government. I'm talking about accessibility, even physical, to stores and to housing and other, you know, everyday places that people go to. Those are not enforced by the state. Those are enforced by private litigants. And the problem with that is that, you know, there's a lot of cost to bring on claims against accessibility. But there's also the stigmatization of people who actually make claims like that. And actually, the Bay Area is a place where, in California, has actually a better system that allows for some compensation for those people who sue for accessibility. But those, a lot of the time, those people who actually sue and try to enforce their rights under the ADA are being seen as people who abuse the law. Their lawyers are being seen as people who make money out of the ADA, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow.
So there's still like, yeah. Hearing what you're saying, Professor,
it's kind of disappointing. You would think after 30 years, because we were talking about the 30-year anniversary of the ADA, that we would be better off now and have progressed over much of the things you're talking about.
So, yes, so we did make progress. So I just want to say the ADA is an important law, and I think a lot of people know what access now is. It did raise some awareness to what disability is, and people with disabilities were freed by the ADA in a lot of sense. But there's still a much long way to go. Like, there's a long way to go from here. I also think the way people think about the ADA today is really, you know, interesting and maybe an unexpected consequence. And I do research on this specific issue where I think a lot of people, if you ask them a lot about the ADA today, a lot of people will associate the ADA with fakery, with abusing of the law. You can think about service animals, the debate about service animals. You can think about parking, right? A lot of people would think about that as something that people take advantage of. And I think there is an association of the ADA as something like it's a special rights issue, something that people take advantage of that actually prevents the implementation of disability law in everyday life. Someone wrote on Twitter today where the ADA does not really work is, you know, in parking lots, right? When people really are policing other people who park in disabled parking spots. Right. So I think there's a long way to go. I think there's a long way to go in understanding the ADA as a civil rights issue, understanding these people with disabilities as a minority group that is very diverse in nature. Right. There's a broad definition of disability, but there's still a minority group, a really oppressed group that is still suffering from discrimination and unfair treatment in our society.